All right, welcome back. It's June 3rd, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Look, if you think Vlahovic's taking that 50% pay cut to slog it out in the Europa League for Juventus, you're properly delusional. Full stop. I'm dead serious. He rejects that offer before the meeting's even 15 minutes in. Mark my words.
Come on. That's not backed up by what's coming out, mate. His output fell off a cliff last season. Yeah? Reports out of China dropped yesterday. Latest intel says half the Prem clubs linked to him back in January bailed the second they saw his fitness logs. No one's paying him his old wage right now. That's just facts.
Oh, bollocks. That's nonsense. Come on. It is one of those weirdly tense football mornings where everybody is refreshing their phone waiting for updates, right? The second he's available on a free, there'll be clubs lining up to throw him double what Juve's offering. That pay cut is a joke. They're basically forcing him out so they don't look like the bad guys.
All right, calm down. The market data doesn't lie. Also, for what it's worth, Spalletti even said losing him is like losing a household staple. Which tracks? Come on, that's like your local match day pie shop running out of steak and ale pies right before kickoff. You can get something else, but it's just not the same. Juve don't want to lose him, but they can't justify his current wage either.
Piss off with that. You don't even have any real sources. You just repost random Twitter accounts. You've been making up these fake insider sources since we recorded our first ever episode in my grotty student flat. Remember when you swore your so-called Carrington source said Sancho was coming back in January? How'd that work out for you, eh?
Oh, come off it. The underlying data said Sancho was performing well enough in the Bundesliga to justify a recall. Hang on. Regardless of whether my sources are spot on or not, you can't ignore Juve's backup plan, right? If Vlahovic walks, they're going after Kolomouani. They're already in talks with PSG about him.
Kolomouani? Are you having a laugh? That guy's a total flop. He was garbage at PSG. All right, let's make this interesting. I'll bet you 20 quid Vlahovic rejects that pay cut, signs for a top four Prem side on a free before the window closes, and if Juve do end up signing Mouani, he scores 6 goals max all season. If I lose? I'll wear a full Juve home kit to our next pub watch along. You in? That's all for today's episode of AIIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.